Now then, you are very welcome back to the second part of the Monday edition of Northside Today with me, Donal Tarrant, here with you until 1 p.m. And I am joined on the line now by the Communications Director of Inner City Helping Homeless, regular contributor, unfortunately, to this programme, Brian McLaughlin. Brian, good morning and welcome to another Northside Today edition.
How are you doing, Donny? How are you?
Brian, you're joining us this morning because we're teaming up with you. We're going to be your broadcast partner for your Christmas shoebox appeal. Brian, tell us about it, please.
Yeah, so we just launched our shoebox appeal there a couple of weeks back, Donny. So it's the usual format where we ask people to pack a shoebox with stuff for a male, a female, or a child, and donate it to us to give to them at Christmas. So what people will put in it will be the likes of socks, underwear, hats, scarf, gloves, sweets, toiletries, a Christmas card, and maybe a gift voucher. And it's something that we do every single year, and we tend to get between 10,000 and 20,000 shoeboxes donated by the public every year, which is fantastic. But it gives us the opportunity then to be able to distribute them to people that are living in emergency accommodation over Christmas and just give them something to show that people are thinking about them and people care about them.
Yeah, now, Brian, we've spoken twice in recent times and very recent times about the situation surrounding homelessness and the worsening situation, actually, surrounding homelessness. So we're not going to go down that road again today because we're only going to be repeating ourselves. But suffice it to say that there was figures released the other day and it's gone up again.
Yeah, increases across the board again, Donny, when they released the overdue figures for September there on Halloween. So, you know, increases in families, in children, and in adults as well. So, you know, it's like Groundhog Day every single month, it feels like, at this point. You know, we're not seeing any real difference being made by the government, and the political will is not there, as we've said over and over again. You know, it's pretty clear to anyone involved in homeless services or anyone that's part of a charity or volunteering what needs to be done to try and address the problem. But the government have their heads buried in the sand and just refuse to play ball when it comes to actually putting the people before the money.
Yeah. Now, Brian, in relation to the Christmas shoebox appeal, and can I say that we here at Near FM are delighted to be partnered up with you for it. And I will give details about people listening and how they can help before we finish. You went through a kind of a checklist there of what you would like people to put into the shoebox. But maybe, Brian, stuff that people should not, and they might quite innocently think that, oh, this is a great idea to put this in for a child or an adult or whatever, but stuff that you would not like to see in the shoebox appeal.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certain things, Donny, that we would always say. So anything like with no aerosols, perfumes, aftershave, or, you know, anything with hand sanitizers, anything with alcohol content. But what I would say to people, you know, people might put in the likes of a razor for someone that they feel might, you know, be able to have a shave, whatever they're saying. Things like that, you know, we couldn't obviously redistribute for, you know, for safety reasons. So anything that's donated to us gets double-checked by our volunteers here before it's redistributed. But they'd be the main things we would say to avoid putting in. But I think one of the biggest things that's been a real hit in what people have been putting in over the last couple of years, the Christmas card can make such a difference. Just the fact that someone has written a card and written a message to someone can be a real, you know, big thing for people. And, you know, I've actually seen it myself firsthand where 6 months after the shoebox appeal, we met a guy on O'Connell Street on outreach and we were giving him something to eat. And he said, are you the guys that do the shoebox appeal? And we said, yeah, we are, yeah. And he went into his inside pocket and he took out a card that someone had written 6 months before at Christmas and showed us the card where he had actually kept it. So it meant that much to him. So it's a small thing, but those little small things all add up and can make a big difference to someone's life.
Now, Brian, you mentioned a figure there which almost, and we know one another quite a long time now, so you know it takes a lot to stop me in my tracks, but 20,000 shoeboxes, I mean, that's phenomenal.
The public and our charity partners really come together for this, you know, and it is something that takes a lot of work. It's a lot of effort from not only for the people that are donating and arranging collections, you know, in their workplace or in their school or in their church or wherever it might be, and it takes a lot of work for those people, but really it's the joy you see in handing them out to people, that people put the effort into the shoebox, and it really does make a huge difference to people that, let's face it, they all need homes, and that's what we wish we could give them all. Unfortunately, we're not in a position to do that, but just giving them that Christmas gift can really make such a difference, and we're delighted that so many people have got on board every year. You know, it's increased as each year has gone on, and we will be culminating it with you know, a big event in December. Unfortunately, we were due to have our Phila Lewis event, our annual Phila Lewis event in December. That's been cancelled by Lewis, unfortunately, for reasons on their side. But we are working this week to finalise a bigger plan for ourselves to have a similar event in December. So I would say watch this space. There will be news coming shortly.
And believe you me, folks, I have an insight into what that plan may be, if it's the same one we were talking about a few weeks ago when I was in with you, Brian. And as soon as there's confirmation of it, I will bring it to you here on Near FM. Brian, the maths, the mathematics of this, can I go back to it for a second?
Of course, can.
We have government report after government report saying that there is, give or take, 100 or 200 people in around, what is it, 10,400 are homeless at the moment?
Officially, in inverted commas, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So if there is, and Brian, please do not take this the wrong way, if there is only 10,400 people officially homeless, why are you handing out 20,000 Christmas shoebox appeals or Christmas shoeboxes?
Well, yeah, so the way it works is, obviously, we would get more than we require in that regard. Now, what we've been able to do over previous years is we've been able to link in with some of the other charity groups like Age Action and People for People that are elderly or that live at home or live alone, shall we say. So they might not have anyone to give them a Christmas card or give them a Christmas present. So by the public being so supportive to us, it allows us to kind of spread our wings a bit further. We're able to help local community groups. We're able to help local charities that are around the area that support people as well. And as I say, the old age pensioner charities as well, which is a big thing, because a lot of the older charities, you know, when we are able to distribute the shoeboxes to them, they'll all say that that can make such a difference to someone that has no family or that is in a nursing home or that's living on their own and might not get any company at all over Christmas period. So now, the more supportive people are to us, the more people we can help. So that's the way I would always look at it. You know, we wish we could get 50,000 because that means we could give even more people support. And that's what really means the most to us, to be able to give people that support over a time of year that for a lot of people is the happiest time of the year, but for a lot of people it's the saddest time of the year.
And that is definitely one thing for sure, Brian, and it's something we notice here, especially at that particular time of year. Now, it happens as well at other times, but particularly at Christmas, and I notice it here because normally on a Christmas, I would come in maybe and do an hour or two on a Christmas day here, Christmas morning, Christmas afternoon here. We would definitely, you know, we would notice it here a lot of the time, because you would have people that are, you know it from when you're broadcasting here at those particular times that people are extremely lonely, and it can be very upsetting and stressful time. And you know, loneliness can be very stressful along with being upsetting.
Yeah, loneliness is one of the biggest issues when it comes to mental health. I know we're strong advocates of what needs to be done in regards to mental health in this country and the lack of supports that are there for mental health. And loneliness is a big factor in that. And kind of similar to what you're saying there, I mean, I've personally answered messages on our Facebook pages on Christmas Day to people, and to people that are actually in emergency accommodation that are emailing us on Christmas Day to thank us for the shoebox that they got. So you try and keep, you know, contact open as much as possible, because for some people it might just be having that one interaction, someone to say Happy Christmas and hope you enjoy it and hope next year is better for you. They're very things we all take for granted because we have family and friends around us and that, you know, are supportive and close by. But if you haven't got that, you know, who do you talk to? Who is wishing you a Happy Christmas and meaning it? So I think, you know, what you do on Christmas Day, what we do on Christmas Day, and of course the big dinner for the homeless in the RDS, you know, those things are essential. Because, and I would say, like, take homelessness out of the equation altogether even. You know, if you live near an elderly labourer that lives on their own, that hasn't got any family around, call into them on Christmas Day. Give them a card and a box of chocolates and just show that people are thinking of them, because loneliness is a severe killer in this country, and it can lead further to bigger mental health issues and in some cases, you know, suicidal thoughts. And, you know, we don't do enough, just like housing, just like homelessness, we don't do enough in this country to support people's mental health. And that's something that we need to do as individuals, as people, not about what company you're with or what you do for your day job. Kindness can be done for nothing. It costs nothing and it can make such a difference to people's lives.
Amen to that, Brian. I can't echo those sentiments strongly enough, because, you know, courtesy, politeness, etiquette, manners, whatever way you want to, it goes a long way and it costs you absolutely nothing. Brian,
exactly. A kind word doesn't affect your bank balance in any way, shape, or form.
Well, this is very, very true, Brian. For people listening to us this morning, I'm going to try and explain this as best I can. We are teaming up with Inner City Helping Homeless for the Shoebox Appeal. So basically, we're going to be kind of like their broadcast partners, but we're also running that appeal here at the station. So if you want to contribute, you can. I mean, very simply, you can. The next time you're in the shop, just go in and pick up a couple of pencils, a couple of markers, colouring book, something like that. If you want to drop it in here to us, we will make up the shoeboxes. We look after it here. If you want to make up a shoebox yourself and drop it into us, we will ensure that everything you give goes to the Inner City Helping Homeless. I personally will bring it in myself from the studios here to the Inner City Helping Homeless. Brian, the cut-off date, I think, is... And you have a great sense of humour, I have to hand it to you. Is it Friday the 13th of December?
It is Friday the 13th, Johnny, yeah. I mean, the reason for that is we hope to have our biggest event of the year that week, and obviously we need to check all the shoeboxes and redistribute them. So if we can do it by Friday the 13th, that gives us the entire following week to kind of get through all the shoeboxes and make sure that they're distributed to everyone that needs one. So, you know, you guys have been great supporters of ours, not only just for the shoebox appeal, but right across the board. And, you know, to have it yourselves as a drop-off point is fantastic. And we actually have a number of drop-off points around the city as well. We've had a lot of good support around the city from different businesses offering to help. So for people out there that want to contribute to the shoebox, if they can't get into us in Amien Street, our warehouse is in 144A Slaney Close in Glasnevin, Dublin 11. But we also have drop-off points in Mattress Mix stores in Pier Street, Coolock and the Nace Road, the Baldoyle Auto Centre, Ladbrokes Bookies in Nace, Luke and Sarsfield's GAA Club, Eastwall Community Centre, and all Des Kelly Interior branches will all be drop-off points for us. So if you can't get into us or to Near FM, if one of those places is nearer to you, drop it into them and they'll keep it for us.
And the main thing is to contribute something. If it's only a couple of pencils, we can put that together with something else. We can fill a shoebox. We can do anything. But, you know, if you didn't need reminding, and God knows everybody listening to me will know that it's a drum that I've been beating for a long time, but just take 10 seconds. Just take 10 seconds right now and look out the window at the weather and just picture yourself homeless in that with nowhere to go. Nobody to talk to, nobody to do anything for you, just for 10 seconds. And then it might put things into perspective. Maybe your lot isn't as bad as you think it is. What do you think, Brian?
Absolutely. I think, as we said earlier, Donnie, it's not about how much money you spend. It's about the thought. It's about the compassion for other people. And what I would always say to people is, you don't understand the feeling or the appreciation that the person receiving that shoebox has for it. So don't undervalue it. You know, putting a couple of euro into a box and putting a card in there really can make someone's day. So I would ask as many people as possible to support us if you can, you know, and thanks to everyone that does every year, because it really does make a huge difference in people's lives.
And Brian touched on something there which I think is worth repeating. That little one act of kindness that you do, and a person being on the receiving end of it, you may never know it, but you could have quite easily have saved that person's life.
Absolutely.
Brian, give us a run through again, because I really, really want to drive this home, and I really want us to get in behind it and for people to support it. So let's run through it and see where we are with it. The last day for donating stuff is the Friday the 13th. So
Friday 13th of December, yeah.
What you need, what you don't need, and do we have a date for the actual handover of the stuff?
Well, that'll be done over the course of the whole week, the following week, because obviously with our vans, we can only distribute so many at a time, so that'll be kind of worked all through the following week. We've actually already had a couple of calls from some of the homeless emergency accommodation units, making sure that we remember to include them when we're distributing them this year. So we start getting contacts about the shoebox appeal from people wanting to support it as early as July and August. we also get contacts then from the people that we support saying, make sure you remember us. So, as I say, it can make a huge difference. But just to reiterate it again, we would say pick a shoebox and wrap it, you know, wrap the lid and the box separately because it can be so it can be checked. You would mark it male or female if it's for an adult. If it's for a child, you would mark it boy or girl and give a rough age bracket for the child in question. As I say, we would fill it with the likes of underwear, socks, hat, scarf, gloves, chocolate, sweets, toiletries, gift vouchers, as you said, for a child, maybe a small book, a small toy, pencils, colouring pencils, markers, colouring books, that type of thing. And as I say, just mark it male or female or for the boy, girl, and donate to any of the drop-off points, including yourselves there at New FM.
Brian McLaughlin, Communications Director with the Inner City Helping Homeless. Brian, all I can do, as I always do, is thank you for the work you're doing and applauding you. But look, I mean, thanks just seems so little to say for the immense work you're doing. I mean, I saw it myself firsthand there a few weeks ago when I was in with you for a while in Amiens Street. And it really, you'd want to be made of stone not to have a feeling or to have what I saw when I was in there, not to have it touch you in some way, because I don't know. I know.
Well, it's like this, Donnie. I think I'd say if only the members in the DAL that have the power to change this actually had a fraction of the compassion that you have and that all the people that support us have, because they don't seem to have that, and they don't seem to have any empathy or any compassion or common sense with regards to solving the problem and ending human misery. And it is a human misery that's going on in the country at the moment. So, you know, again, thanks for your support and Near FM support, and thanks to everyone that always supports ICHH, because we couldn't do it without that.
Brian McLaughlin, it's always a pleasure, Brian. We will talk again, I have no doubt, in the near future. But in the meantime, please, 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 you know, we're not talking massive money here. A fiver would go a long way in a shoebox appeal. And think about some of the money that you will spend foolishly and stupidly between this and Christmas Day, and you wouldn't even see a fiver in it. But a fiver can make an awful lot of difference to these people. Brian, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know it was short notice, but it's in a good cause, as we always say. Brian, thanks a million.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Thanks, Donnie.
Bye-bye.